Well, it definitely is. I mean, it's definitely an honor to get this this award and to help our team win the game and go 5 for 5. You know, I've never been 5 for 5 in a game, so for me it was a special day, and it was awesome to be able to come in today and see that I got the special teams player of the week for the NFC. And I guess my goal now is just continue with that success and continue to work hard. And I had a great day of work today here, and then make sure to continue to carry that over into the game this next week.
And no squeakers. I mean, they're all center cut. That's got to feel nice that you're not banging them in.
Don't want to bank any off uprights, but if they go in, then you count it. For me, I'm definitely kind of that mindset. I was watching the movie The Patriot the other day, and he says aim small, miss small, and that's kind of my thought process is aim at something and just make sure that my swing, my rhythm, everything that I'm doing is right, and that if that ball isn't struck exactly right, it's not a big issue.
Has Tim doing the kickoffs helped you at all to kind of keep your head just in the field goal game, as opposed to worrying about kickoff and expending the extra energy, et cetera?
I'm definitely I'm just diving into all my work on field goals right now. So I mean, I've obviously kicked off my whole career and everything, and had good seasons with that. But I'm just taking it for what it is, and that I can really focus on field goals and make sure I'm sharp every day and keep my rhythm and my tempo smooth and go out there and make kicks.
Football is referred to as the ultimate team game. Is that true for a kicker? Is a kicker on his own, for good or bad?
No, it doesn't matter for anybody in this locker room. We're all part of this team, and whatever I do, I have to give a ton of credit to a lot of guys for going out on that field, and they are our linemen and the guys in front of me blocking, and Brett snapping, and Tim holding, and everything that goes into it, all the work, even during the week, the rush on the field goal block. And so I look at them, and whenever I have a guy coming off the edge, kind of flashing, and I have to focus on staying down and hitting my ball, even though that guy's going there. They give me good work with that. So it's a team deal, and I'm trying to be as good a teammate as I can, and this locker room is special, and I think that obviously helps. So for me, it doesn't matter if I go 5 for 5. It's what happens for me with our team.
What's been the biggest difference so far this year? Is it like kind of just? What's been the biggest difference for you this year? Do you think it's just Roger said it was confidence? Do you think it's just that simple? Just confidence.
I feel very confident. I'm, I put in the work. I put in the work this off season, made sure that, that I did my things right, and that I moved on. I moved on from bad stuff. I moved on from good stuff, and made sure that I had a short memory. Kind of carried all the positive things. My mindset's very positive right now.